Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. I'm coming to you on Tuesday, April 28th at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. We are a day early. Generally, we have our show on Wednesday, as you know. But because the PGA Tour's event starts tomorrow, which is Wednesday, we're coming to you on Tuesday. Hope you're having a great week wherever you are. The weather is warming up around America, so people are playing a lot more golf, which is fantastic. That's what we're all about. It is One Thought Golf. We'll talk a little bit about last week's events, a whole lot about this week's event, and of course, as always, we have a strategy for your game. Let me start out by saying a hearty congratulations to Lydia Ko, who wins the Swinging Skirts event in a playoff with Morgan Pressel. And it was one of those events where Ko really, just to show you how good she really wasn't very, very sharp all week long. She still ended up winning the event. She turned 18 on Friday, and she has now won seven LPGA events. She is number one in the world and cemented that. And I have talked about her before. Her swing, to me, is as marvelous and probably unbreakable as I have seen in a very, very long time. Obviously, talk about Jordan Spieth and his swing being unbreakable. I'm sure they're in a very similar category. The good news for Lydia is that at the age of 18, to have seven tournaments under her belt is a LPGA record. And, of course, no one has ever even come close to doing that on the PGA Tour. So continued good luck and success to Lydia Ko. On the men's side, it was a rain threatened and rain-soaked event in New Orleans at the TPC Louisiana, about 20 miles from downtown New Orleans, where it was lift, clean, and place. They got 36 holes in on Sunday, and Justin Rose, who has now won his seventh tournament in his great career, plus a U.S. Open, of course, a couple years ago at Marion, he wins, birdieing the 17th and 18th holes. So congratulations to Justin Rose and to Lydia Ko with two terrific performances. Justin Rose has to be a favorite going into virtually any event that he enters, period. Great, great player and a wonderful young man, a great personality, and overcame a lot. As you may recall, he did so well as an amateur at the British Open. In fact, that was like a lifetime ago, 17 years ago. Then fell completely off the map, recovered, and is in the top echelon of the golfers in the world. Continued success as well to him. Two really great, solid champions won this past week on the LPGA Tour and the PGA Tour. Okay, so now on to this week's event, the unique event. It's the Cadillac World Match Play, and it has 64 players from the PGA Tour, the PGA Tour Australasia, the Sunshine Tour, the Japan Golf Tour, and the European Tour. The top 64, although a handful, beg your pardon, including Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods, are not entered. Phil was available in the top 64, has withdrawn, has chosen not to play. He is scheduled to play next week at the Players' Championship and the following week at Quail Hollow. So we'll see what happens with Phil. You never know with Phil. I think it just came down to a fact that this is going to be a lot of golf for him, so he chose not to play. Okay, let's talk about this unique format, which I've been studying a little bit, trying to figure it out myself, because it's not the easiest one to figure out. It takes the place of the match play event that was no longer belongs to Tucson. It is going to be played in San Francisco at Harding Park, the TPC Harding Park. Pardon me, one of the great venerable locations in the world. Great golf in San Francisco. By the way, last week's event that Lydia Ko won at, the Swinging Skirts, was at Lake Merced in Daly City, a suburb of San Francisco. Great city. The best, one of the best cities in North America, without a doubt. In fact, of course, the world. Let's talk about the format. What they have done is, instead of single elimination, all 64 players are grouped in fours. So there's 16 groups of four, and they all play the other three the first 3 days of the event. So it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, round robin in your bracket, and I will talk about the brackets momentarily. Then it goes, the winner of the bracket goes to play in the next round against another winner of another bracket, then the quarterfinals, the semis, and the finals. You could play six rounds of golf in a five-day period. So it's really stretching it. It's a lot of golf, and it will be, you'll have a winner. You'll have a terrific winner by the time Sunday afternoon rolls around. NBC Golf Channel are on the coverage, a lot of primetime coverage over the next several days. Okay, I'm going to go over some of those players, in fact, a lot of them, and then I'll give you my picks. But first, my strategy for today. And we were talking about myths last week that a lot of amateurs hold on to, and I blast away in one thought golf. And today we're going over myth number three, and it is you must focus on never hitting a poor shot. One thing I can guarantee is I'm always going to hit poor shots every time I play, no question about it. And putting too much energy into trying to never hit a bad shot is fruitless and takes away from your focus. Because the difference between a bad shot and a good shot is often so small that instead of fretting over that difference, it's better to accept it as fact and go to the next shot. Not only are you going to hit bad shots, yes, I am repeating myself, I will show you, as we continue on this journey of one thought golf, that the bad shots are not only as much a part of your game as the great shots, they may be even more so, and they should be accepted as just the same. Eventually, your poor shots will actually become good shots. This will make you happier on the course, your scores will drop, and you'll feel better about yourself as you continue playing golf and learning the new system of one thought golf. Remember, the ultimate result is to lower your score. So to do that consistently, you need to turn double bogeys into bogeys, bogeys into pars. And remember, at all times, as soon as the poor shot is over, it is really over. And your entire next thought must pertain to that next shot. So you begin your preparations by diagnosing your options and take the best one. Don't fret about the bad shot. Okay, that is my strategy for today. Now let's get back to the pairings in this event, and then I'll give you my picks. It's very interesting how they seeded the top 16 players, and then they sort of drew with ping pong balls how the other groupings would phase in. So, Rory McIlroy was the number one player in the world in group number one. He will be facing Billy Horschel, Brant Snedeker, and Jason Duffner. Excuse me. That is probably, and we'll go over it, I think that probably the number one grouping of all. The survivor of that will face group 16, which is Hideki Matsuyama, Kevin Na, Hoist Luton, and Alexander Levy. So the winner of that group, 16, plays the winner of group one in what is called the round of 16. Then you've got Adam Scott, Chris Kirk, Paul Casey, Francesco Molinari. They will face off with another very interesting group, Dustin Johnson, Victor Dubuisson, Charles Schwartzel, and Matt Jones. So that's an interesting international group, is it not? And then Furyk, Keimer, Thongji Chaidi, and George Kutsia are in a group five. So without going over every single group, that is how the format works. So Spieth will be with Westwood, Matt Every, and Mikko Ilonen. So just as to give you an example of how this is going to work. So then you play three rounds, and then the round of 16, then the quarterfinals, the semis, and the finals. So it's a lot of golf, possibly seven rounds of golf. I said earlier six, seven rounds of golf for the two men who play in the championship match on Sunday. Okay, now for my picks in this unique first ever event of its kind on the PGA Tour. I'm taking Keegan Bradley, Patrick Reed, and Jason Day. I'm taking Bradley, Reed, and Day. Day played so well last week. He is he's really on his game. I think Patrick Reed is one of the best match play guys. He's proved that in the Ryder Cup. And Keegan Bradley just flat out good. And I think he's been playing a little bit better, and I think he's ready to break through. It's an incredible field. It is such a wonderful, unique format. Everybody gets to play three rounds of golf minimum, and you could play as many as seven. So I look forward very, very much to that. The ladies are in Dallas at the TPC Las Colinas for another event. And once again, Lydia Ko wins a week ago. Stacey Lewis, I like her this week. I don't normally pick the ladies events, but I'm taking Stacey Lewis outright to win that event in Dallas. Okay, so that is my show for this week. If you would like to email me your picks or any thoughts that you have in the world of golf, love to get it. And I do get back to everybody. It may take me a day or two, but I do promise I will get back to everyone who emails me. My email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I, S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Have a great week. Enjoy this unique event, and it will be fun to watch. A lot of pressure and a different kind of pressure with match play. So once again, Bob Geismar on One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio saying thank you so much for being with me. I'll talk to you next week. So long for now.